Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. World Bank appointed neutral expert backs India's stand on dispute with Pakistan regarding Indus Water Treaty. New Delhi says the ruling upholds and vindicates all seven questions referred to neutral expert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address BJP's booth-level workers in New Delhi this afternoon. Government celebrates 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme in the national capital today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to hold special cabinet meeting in Prayagraj today. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets Quad foreign ministers in Washington, D.C. And in cricket, first T20 international of five-match series between India and England to be played in Kolkata this evening. The World Bank appointed neutral expert has announced that it is competent to decide on the differences between India and Pakistan over two hydropower projects in Jammu and Kashmir under the Indus Water Treaty. The neutral expert has rejected Pakistan's plea to facilitate the establishment of a court of arbitration to consider its concerns about the designs of the two hydroelectric power projects. India had asked for the appointment of a neutral expert to consider the concerns over the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects. In a statement, the neutral expert said, after careful consideration and analysis, he found that he should proceed to render a decision on the merits of the points of difference. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said it has been India's consistent and principled position that the neutral expert alone has the competence under Indus Water Treaty to decide these differences pertaining to the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric power plants in J&K. In a statement, the MEA said the decision upholds and vindicates India's stand on all seven questions that were referred to the neutral expert in relation to the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects. Political parties have intensified their campaigning for the Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with party's booth-level workers through the Namo app this afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program. Party MPs, MLAs, councillors, office bearers will attend the event along with the booth-level workers. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will address a public meeting in the Inderlok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency today. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of the Delhi Assembly election. Today, we will listen to a report on the Kalkaji constituency.
Kalkaji seat of Delhi Assembly is one of the prominent constituency in the city. This constituency has around 2 lakh voters and there are issues like parking, road and traffic jams. In the last two elections, AAP had won the seat. In the 2020 Assembly elections, current Chief Minister and senior AAP leader Atishi won this seat by defeating BJP's Dharambir by a margin of more than 11,000 votes. Atishi is again trying her luck from this constituency. BJP has fielded former MP Ramesh Biduri and Congress has given ticket to Alka Lamba from Kalkaji seat. A total of 13 candidates are in fray in the constituency. With Anupam Mishra, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government is celebrating the 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme today, marking a decade of relentless efforts to protect, educate and empower the girl child. Women and Child Development Ministry said the event in New Delhi will witness the participation of women officers from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, Delhi police and girl students and Anganwadi workers. The ministry said the 10th anniversary celebrations will span from today till 8 March, culminating on International Women's Day. Similar events will be organized at state and district levels. More from our correspondent.
as a response to the critical issue of gender imbalance and the declining child sex ratio in India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme on 22nd January 2015 in Panipat, Haryana. The scheme has mobilized government agencies, civil society, media and the public to address gender discrimination, fostering a cultural shift towards valuing the girl child and ensuring her rights and opportunities. Over the years, the scheme has achieved remarkable success. The national sex ratio at birth has improved to 930 in the last financial year as compared to 918 in 2014-15. The gross enrollment ratio of girls at the secondary level has also risen from 75.51% to 78%. Beti Bachao Beti Padhao has also spearheaded a number of impactful initiatives, including the Kanya Siksha Pravesh Utsav, which re-enrolled over 1 lakh girls, helping them reclaim their future. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, on the completion of 10 years of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative, various activities and awareness programs will be organized in all the districts from today till March 8. More from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, programs will be held on different themes on the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative every week. In the first week, there will be programs like awareness on 181 and child helpline number 1098, menstrual hygiene and distribution of sanitary pads. In the second week, a tree plantation drive will be conducted with the help of Forest Department. In the third week, an enrollment campaign will be run to get girl students admitted to the school. In the fourth, fifth and sixth week, awareness program will be organized in coordination with the Department of Education, Health, Family Welfare, Panchayati Raj and Rural Development. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government will be held at Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the Uttar Pradesh government had been invited to attend this meeting. Our correspondent reports that earlier the meeting was planned at the auditorium of Mela Authority, but the venue was changed to avoid inconvenience to the devotees and pilgrims visiting the Mahakumbh to take a holy dip in Sangam.
The cabinet meeting, which will be chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, will be held at the Tribeni Sankul in Narel at 12 noon. The Uttar Pradesh cabinet is expected to approve several significant proposals and schemes for the state. After the meeting, the ministers will travel from the Narel VIP ghat to the Sangam by motor boats. Then Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and the cabinet members will perform rituals and take the holy dip in the sacred waters of the Tribeni Sangam. In 2019, during the Kumbh Mela, the Chief Minister had taken a ceremony dip along with his ministers and Akhada Parishad President Narendra Giri and other saints at the Tribeni Sangam. With Anand Kumar's report from Prayagraj, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News.
In Chhattisgarh, 6 women Naxalites are part of the 14 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Gariaban district. Inspector General of Police of Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra, said that the killed Naxalites include a member of the Central Committee of Maoists, its security team, and members of the Odisha State Committee.
अभी तक जो सर्चिंग हो पाई कुल 14 शव बरामद हुए हैं कुल 15 हथियार बरामद हुए हैं काफी सारे लिटरेचर और दैनिक उपयोग की जो सामग्री होती है वो बरामद हुई है ये बहुत ही सक्सेसफुल ऑपरेशन था पिनपॉइंटेड इंटेलिजेंस था अपने पास फोर्सेस ने काफी बहादुरी के साथ काम किया टेरेन की चुनौतियां थी काफी घना वेजिटेशन है वहां पे साथ ही साथ दो दिनों तक नक्सलों को घेरे में बनाए रखना अपने आप में एक चुनौती थी जिसको हमारे बहादुर जवानों ने गंभीरता और बाखूबी से अंजाम दिया है सर्चिंग अभी भी जारी है.
In the national capital, vehicle lovers from all over the country are reaching in large numbers to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam to explore the newly launched and advanced vehicles. Electric and vintage cars are the center of attraction among the visitors. Two-wheelers and three-wheelers like bikes, scooty and delivery vehicles are also attracting people. Vehicles which will be launched soon have also been displayed at the expo. Akashwani News spoke to some of the visitors at the exhibition who shared their experiences about the exhibition and the cars.
Hello, I'm Licha, and I'm from Arunachal Pradesh, and it's my first time here in Bharat Mandapam Auto Expo, and I'm so excited to be here because I'm here to see the designs and engine. I'm really grateful to our Indian government for bringing this expo here, and I would love to see more of events like this coming in the future in India.
Hello, I'm Ishita. I'm from Assam, and I'm a design student, so I came here for like the cars designs and stuff. I really like the designs of all these cars and all the futuristic cars there. So I really hope that Bharat Mandapam like hosts more of these events.
Today is the last day of the exhibition, and visitors can visit from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. after the registration. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met his Quad counterparts at U.S. Department of State in Washington, D.C. last night. They include External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Japan's Takeshi Iwaya, and Australia's Penny Wong. The Quad is a diplomatic partnership among India, Australia, Japan, and the United States, committed to fostering an open, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific that is inclusive and resilient. Dr. Jaishankar attended the meeting with the Quad foreign ministers in Washington, D.C. In a joint statement after the meeting, the U.S. State Department said this meeting reaffirms the shared commitment of Quad to strengthening a free and open Indo-Pacific where the rule of law, democratic values, sovereignty and territorial integrity are upheld and defended. Dr. Jaishankar also had a bilateral meeting with Marco Rubio. Moving on to sports, in the Men's Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Team Gonasika 2-0 in a closely contested match to climb to the top of the standings at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. Meanwhile, in Women's Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors defeated JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-0 in Ranchi yesterday. We have a report.
In the Hockey India League yesterday, two tight matches set the tone of the business end of the competition. First, in Ranchi in the Women's League, high-flying and high-scoring JSW Surma were brought down to earth in a defensive battle by the Odisha Warriors in a shootout. Both goalkeepers Savita for Surma and Bertram for Odisha had great games as normal time finished goalless and both sides failed to capitalize on their chances. In the shootout, player of the match Bertram dominated while Odisha scored through Caitlin and Sonika to win 2-0. Both teams are on 10 points right now. In the men's league match in Rourkela, UP Rudras rode two fine penalty corner strikes by foreign recruits Tengai Cousins and Kane Russell in the second half and a tight defensive finish to beat Gonasika 2-0. They are currently top of the table. Today in the Hockey India League, in the women's section, Sachi Rar Bengal Tigers face Delhi SG Pipers, while in the men's league, bottom place Delhi SG Pipers face 6th place JSW Surma Hockey Club. Both matches will take place at Ranchi. This is Shaurya Chaudhary for Akashvani.
In cricket, India is set to face England in the first of the five-match T20 International Series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The series will begin in Kolkata and then move to Chennai, Rajkot, Pune and Mumbai for the remaining matches. The final T20 International match will take place in Mumbai on February the 2nd. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in isolated parts over Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till tomorrow. The IMD also forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. Donald Trump's inauguration as U.S. president has found wide coverage on front pages of dailies. New president pulls America out of Paris Climate Pact, WHO headlines Hindustan Times, while Business Standard writes, Trump begins U.S. presidency with America First trade policy. On the forthcoming Delhi Assembly election, the Asian Age writes, BJP offers more sops to youth, setback for ruling AAP as four leaders join BJP, notes the Tribune. Indices tank to seven-month low, Grizzlies descend on Dalal Street, says the Economic Times. The Pioneer reports that a fire at a popular ski resort in northwestern Turkey has killed at least 66 people. And finally, news that is sure to bring cheer to Indian taxpayers. Business Standard writes that the upcoming 2025-26 union budget could offer substantial relief to salaried taxpayers earning up to 20 lakh rupees annually. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. World Bank appointed neutral expert backs India's stand on dispute with Pakistan regarding Indus Water Treaty. New Delhi says the ruling upholds and vindicates all seven questions referred to the neutral expert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address BJP's booth-level workers in New Delhi this afternoon. Government celebrates 10th anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme in the national capital today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to hold special cabinet meeting in Prayagraj today. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets Quad foreign ministers in Washington, D.C. And in cricket, first T20 international five-match series between India and England to be played in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.